Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Classic. Absolutely unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. Coming up, we'll get to this day in sports history. We got some good ones this day in sports history. All right, to the phones. A lot of people have been very negative on the Phils today. And look, I'm disappointed, too, that they don't have a better third starter. I mean, I think the town, frankly, would feel way different about a lot of this if they had just signed Cole Hamels. And they didn't. And so that bothers me. It bothers me on a Middleton level. I think they were playing a game of, you know, we don't want to spend too much nonsense. And that might be something that prevents them. That might be the thing that prevents them from making the playoffs. But I'll tell you this. I think they're a better team than they were last year. And I think a lot of people around here, based on the tenor of conversation today, I think a lot of people are misevaluating the Phils, because a lot of people have them as only average. And I don't
Joe. Come on, they are a better team than they were last year.
Well, they were 81-81 last year.
And they are playing a much more difficult schedule this year.
Well.
Like that, it seems like you're completely ignoring that fact.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You also.
You don't really think they are significantly better than last year, do you? Because it seems close. I do think that they're better, but
yeah.
Not by that much.
You also get the Orioles, though, in addition to the Marlins. So while there are some high-end teams, there's also a couple, you know, tomatoes in there. Let's go to the phones. What do you make of it all? 215-592-9494 to Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominic? Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey. What's up? How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Hey, not too much. Good show. I just wanted to touch base on this Phillies perspective here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really agree with you, Joe. I think they're a better team, and I think they're going to do a lot better than people are saying. And the reason I think that is I think people are kind of underestimating Zach Eflin a bit. Like, he started coming around pretty good last year towards the tail end of the season. He was reliable. So he's like that kind of X factor in the rotation, I think. I mean, obviously, Arrieta you have to throw in there, too, because we don't know what we're going to get with him. But he also has some upside in terms of, like, being a veteran. And with this quick season, I just feel like our lineup is just significantly better than last year. And that's the part, John, I think.
Well, then you should be feeling pretty good. I don't see the same, like, level of significant improvement, but I hope you're right. What is so significant to you? Is it Didi Gregorius being added and Andrew McCutchen being healthy? I think both of those are major boosts. But when you look at the fact that, okay, if we go a four-man rotation, maybe we're a little bit better off. Like, I don't expect that to happen. But if that's their secret plan, maybe that, you know, further boosts their chances. There's a lot that I am uncertain of that maybe could fall the other way.
Well, I'll say this, Dominic. You hit a name at the start of this call that I believe is the single most important Philly in 2020, and it's Zach Eflin. I mean, If look, he has, when I guess his body feels right, whatever the heck that heavy body thing was last year, he's actually pitched pretty good at times, but then other times he's been like not good at all. And it looks to me like there's a pretty good arm there. To me, Eflin is the single biggest swing factor for the whole team. I really believe that.
There's no doubt. I completely agree. Like, Eflin really could change things for us. And then, John, you asked, like, what part do I think for the lineup that is significantly improved?
Yeah.
I just think the two you mentioned, absolutely. But then we start to forget a little bit. I don't hear people talking about how good Kingery was last year.
I totally agree.
He was consistent. And then you have at a bat like Didi in the lineup that in this ballpark. I just feel like, you know, it's a lot better than initially thought.
It's exactly how Dominic, it's exactly how I feel. And the calls today have not reflected that at all. Dominic, what do you got here for a great movie, college-based movie?
All right, it affects us every day. If you're on social media, let's go with The Social Network.
Already been said. Give me another one.
All right, I'll go with Accepted.
All right, you got it. That'll be Accepted.
Justin Long, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
There
I
it
haven't
is.
Seen it.
John, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how do you think the Phillies will finish the 2020 season? A, above 500, B, at 500, C, below 500. John, where do you think the voting results came in today on Twitter?
Boy, I think below is going to probably win, slightly behind. At 500 seems like a ridiculous.
Well, it's a tough thing. Answer. I mean, you got to, it's like hitting a bullseye. You got to do it directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
like
little,
the chances for that one being high are really low, but I think it's going to be higher than it should be because even though it's very improbable. So I'm going to say below wins with, I don't know, 40%.
You misread this one. And you did it. And
big
you
time.
Did it for a reasonable reason, which is you've listened to all the callers and everyone's doubting the Phillies today, except for that last caller and a couple.
Yeah.
64% of respondents say above 500.
How about that?
Yeah.
Just take a look at the schedule. Take a look. Just, it's awful.
It's a rough schedule. I mean, having to face the Yankees and Red Sox and Rays is not ideal. That I will certainly acknowledge. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Fantastic, buddy.
Richie Rich, how you doing?
Doing well, Dennis.
You've turned into a baseball analyst. I'm going to side with you today.
Well, I mean, it doesn't feel great.
I say that for one reason. I say that for one reason, strength of schedule.
Yeah.
They've got a brutal schedule, and we're counting on Aaron Nola to be the Aaron Nola of 2 years ago, and he's played 5 years, and he's had one really good year.
Well, remember this, though, Dennis. He was great last year from the end of April through the end of August. He had a weird start and had a weird finish, but he was actually really good for about 4.5 months. Really good.
Yeah, overall record is what
I got it. I get it.
I'm not as big as Aaron Nola guy as you are. You know, because I've seen a lot of pitchers. He's had one really good year, but if he has the same year he had 2 years ago, and our new pitcher can hold up, it's still a very tough schedule, Hammer.
Well, it is. I don't disagree with that. I mean, it does stink that the Phillies have to play the Yankees, the Rays, and the Red Sox. It stinks.
Yeah. Hammer, I got a great trivia question for you.
All right, let's roll.
Two baseball players in history have homered with a teammate in the same game at least 50 times. Who are the two baseball players?
That is a good question. So to make sure I understand it right, the two teammates hit home runs in the same game, 50 different games.
50 or more times.
All right.
Players have done it.
All right, let me think here. So the ones that are coming to mind for me, in no particular order, Mays and – this is not my answer. I'm just talking out loud. Mays and McCovey come to mind.
Yeah, but that's only one. You can name the other player.
Say it again?
He did it with McCovey, but – I'm talking
did it with two different players.
Oh.
I thought you were saying two different tandems.
I did too, Joe. I thought it the way
all
you
right,
thought.
So you're saying Mays is one with McCovey.
McCovey and Orlando Cepeda.
Okay, well, I was going to guess Orlando Cepeda, but actually I hadn't thought of it yet, but I probably would have. All right,
if you get the other one, you're really good.
All right, so there's one other player that's done it with two teammates.
Correct.
I will say the answer is Boy, it sounds obscure the way you framed it there. You know, my mind's going to Bonds.
I was thinking that too.
Because of Jeff Cannon Bania. But
it's
No.
It's not Mantle, I would guess. No Maris.
Who is it?
Eddie Matthews did it with Henry Aaron and Joe Adcock.
Well, I was thinking of Hank with Eddie. I wasn't going to think of Eddie with someone else. There you go.
Yeah, and Eddie Matthews and Henry Aaron actually had more home runs than Ruth and Garrett combined, too.
Well, Dennis, what is Eddie Matthews' claim to fame from a publication standpoint?
What do you mean by publication? A book, you mean?
Let's call it a magazine.
Oh, he was the first man on Sports Illustrated.
He was on the initial cover of Sports Illustrated, the great Eddie
Matthews.
Eddie Matthews
is one of the forgotten baseball
players.
Yeah.
But that's a major distinction. First SI cover?
Do I get a little attaboy for that answer?
You do get an attaboy. That was good stuff. Dennis, give me a great college movie.
Well, I named two that are already been taken, but I'm not sure if this was college or high school. Weird Science?
Well, we'll take the answer. John James.
I feel like it was high school, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
I feel like it was high school too.
I think it was high school.
But, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. Let's talk to Jay in Norristown. What's going on, Jay?
But his brother was
in
college.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hi, Jay.
I'm doing all right. John, you still getting them fish tacos over there?
I love fish tacos. Yes, I will always get fish tacos.
There you go. Thinking about the Phillies, the one thing I think everybody's forgetting about is the biggest injury that's probably hit Philly sports in the last 5 years, McCutcheon's coming back. I think that's a big boost to our lineup that we lost last year, and it's going to be something that's going to be a big factor on the scoreboard.
If he can still be the old Andrew McCutcheon, it is a phenomenal upgrade for the Phillies from the final 4 months. Because he was outstanding in the first 2 months last year.
He was lights out. And his baseball card from last year is hands down the greatest baseball card I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
For all of baseball
It's what? Just him in the maroon outfit, but he's got like a couple buttons on. It just looks
very
cool.
He's got the whole front of his
shirt
open.
It's really just, he looks
He's
cool.
got a rope chain.
And
he's
it's
got
those
sunglasses
great maroon,
on.
The maroon unis.
Got his hat
light
on
blue.
Backwards.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That was an awesome one. And I'll let you guys go because I really don't have a college movie. I'll take a swing saying Tommy Boy because he technically was doing an internship for his dad's meat company. So that's about all I got for you today.
All right, you got it, Jay. Appreciate the call. I'm looking at this.
Well, it was brake pads.
And it was already said anyway.
Is this the McCutcheon card you're talking about right here, this picture?
Yes.
That is a good picture.
Very
I guess,
good.
Oh, then the hat is not on backwards.
He seems like
the best guy.
Well, that too. I was going to say the most personality of any athlete in Philadelphia. Well, maybe other than Embiid.
Well, think about the whole Larry thing.
I know.
Howard does that tweet, and then he just goes all in on. He still tweets about Larry McCutcheon and stuff. I mean, that's cool. That's getting it.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It is getting it. All right, let's get to this day in sports history. I guess we'll only
Wait. I just wanted to add.
Yes.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Right. I wanted to throw in a stat that I've been dying to work in. The six teams that the Phils play, like, all season.
I was just going to say the same stat. That's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, the average?
Yeah. The Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Nats, Braves, Mets.
Yep.
Won an average of 93 games last season.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is their schedule.
Yeah, that's six of the nine teams they play. It's very, very hard. Now, to be clear, the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Rays – they only play them five times compared to, is it five or four?
Four
times compared to the National League teams that they play 10 times. So it is a difference. But, you know, I hear you, John. It's
the National League teams, you know, like everyone seems to just automatically assume that we're going to be better than the Mets. The Mets have improved, man.
No, the Mets were better than the Phillies last year.
Right.
And the Mets, yeah. How about that? Think about the fact that the Mets have won the season series against the Phillies seven of the last 8 years. As long as I have been watching and closely paying attention to Phillies baseball, the Mets have owned us.
Listen.
Like, why don't people seem to factor that in?
Because
the Mets historically were, like, dismal and abysmal? Well, guess what? We're right there, and they're better than we are lately.
Yeah, slightly better. I mean, you know, but I get you. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's look at, in the absence of games, when games are actually played this day in sports history. And I suppose we'll only do this for in just another couple weeks. I mean, this is ending. We're going to get real games soon. 30 years ago, I remember this. Double no-hitter day in baseball. Not in the same game. Certainly not. But two great pitchers, both in 1990, throwing no-hitter in the same. I think it actually happened in the minor leagues one time. Double no-hitter. Team won 1-0 years ago.
How?
But a guy walks and comes around and scores.
Oh, yeah. People have lost no-hitters.
Double no-hitter.
Andy Hawkins
lost a no-hitter 4-0, I think.
4-0, correct.
John, he lost a no-hitter. He pitched
like
a no-hitter.
Two errors, like three walks, and yeah.
And double no-hitter did happen in the minor leagues at least once, but this was not in the same game. These are two different games in 1990, but two great pitchers. 1990, 30 years ago today, Dave Stewart pitches a no-hitter for the A's on the same day that Fernando pitches a no-hitter for the Dodgers. That was pretty cool stuff. All right, other things on this date. 25 years ago on this date, the 76ers, and we thought he was really going to be something for the Sixers, and he was not. With the third pick in the draft, Jerry Stackhouse. That's exactly it. That was a big.
That's who I thought it was before I even started doing math in my head. Like, I just.
That, because here's the deal. If you remember, they just come through, like, all right, Clarence Weatherspoon and Sean Bradley and Sharon Wright. And they were all just, I mean, Weatherspoon was a nice contributor, but only a contributor. And they finally got a player that was the National Player of the Year in college basketball from North Carolina, who came out as a sophomore, meaning we all thought, like he was supposed to be a really big deal.
Oh, yeah. And you knew about him as a freshman, too. He's one of those guys where you're
totally.
Just like, this is one of the next guys.
And I remember John Lucas literally jumping for joy when the pick came in, and it just did not work out, to say the least. Jerry Stackhouse. I mean, he was okay, but...
He was an NBA player.
He was an NBA player, but he was far from a star. All right, other notable things this day in history. This one is preposterous. Never saw it before until I looked this one up and read it. 1907, over 100 years ago, John. Branch Rickey, who, of course, is most famous in baseball history for being the Dodgers' general manager, running the whole show, and getting Jackie Robinson to the major leagues as their GM. Branch Rickey, as a player, as a catcher, over 100 years ago, allows 13 different base runners to steal a base in a game. It's like, yo, catch. Pay attention.
Do something.
Get that arm cranked up.
There had to be something else going on,
right? 13 guys.
I'm sure the pitcher had a really slow delay. I'm sure there were other factors, but that's a lot.
But 13 is horrendous.
Like, just throw to first base 10 times.
Come on, man.
Throw a pitch if you have to. Like, whatever you got to do to
keep
the guy.
Could you imagine?
There must have been something inside going on.
Well, they both probably stunk. The pitcher probably stunk.
It was probably a combination.
And Branch Rickey probably had a bad arm, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I'd say so.
Maybe the other team had some speedsters. I don't know. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Unbelievable.
13 years ago today. Actually, some of these are yesterday.
Wait, 13 different guys?
13 stolen. I mean, maybe someone did it twice, but 13 stolen bases in a game.
Wow.
All right. Now, by the way, some of these are a combination of yesterday and today. I want to give that a little addendum. 13 years ago yesterday was the anniversary of one of the biggest missteps in NBA history of drafting. It was purely about injury. Greg Oden went number one.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Durant went number
two.
And one guy probably finished with like 1,000 points, and the other guy's going to finish with like 30,000 points.
One guy's going to be like a top 20 player ever.
Correct. Correct.
You think Greg Oden had 1,000 points?
Amazing. Yeah, he played for a little bit.
He came back with the Heat.
He did.
Yeah, but it's a shame. Look, he was great at Ohio State.
He was great.
He was legit. He was great.
Yeah.
But he
840.
Just the body. And you knew the red flags were there. Like, as soon as you heard that one leg was longer than the other, you're
That's really bad for basketball.
It is.
And apparently
it was a guy that size.
Significantly longer.
Yeah. It was like a big difference.
Yeah, like a big difference between his right and left leg. Like, that's not going to work in basketball. And we'll round it out. Speaking of the body, it is 20-something years ago. I think 23 years ago. I believe this was in 1997, if I remember.
It was 1997. You're correct.
23 years ago, John, yesterday was the anniversary. We like to do Sunday and Mondays on a Monday. Of one of the most outrageous moments in the history of sports. Two fighters in the ring. Four ears start off the bout. Mike Tyson has already, you might forget this. Tyson didn't take one. He took two chomps of Evander's ear. We're going to play the audio of how it sounded. Now, mind you, what you're about to hear, Mike Tyson has already bitten Evander Holyfield once, and then this happens.
Major controversy here in round three. a very angry Evander Holyfield now. A left hook.
You know, it's funny, Mike was having his best
run. He did it again. Mike Tyson has bitten Evander Holyfield for the second time, and it is all out for.
I saw that one. That was right clear. It's a miracle he didn't get bit back.
I'll tell you what, this is unbelievable.
Oh, buddy. I mean, I saw that live. Shocking. I don't know how else to put it. It was shocking.
Well, it was shocking when he bit him the first time.
It was.
And then the fact that it happened again, it was unbelievable is really the word for it.
Totally.
Because you couldn't believe he did it again.
Well,
so hard to believe.
And Mills Lane's trying to control the whole thing. And this led to Mills Lane celebrity
boxing, yeah.
Death match,
right.
Or whatever it was called. Was that VH1 or HBO or MTV?
I think
or
VH1.
I mean, it was, and you know, Mills Lane's like, let's get it on. And all that. Like,
and Evander is so mad.
Oh, like, he's so mad.
He is livid.
And he's also
rightfully
in pain.
Rightfully so.
Well,
yeah.
You know, look, I mean, how do I know what it feels like to get part of your ear bitten off? But apparently the word is if your ear is in part cut
it's
off,
not fun.
It's apparently a very tender spot that hurts a lot.
Think.
It was a mess, man. That was unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chris in King of Prussia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I have a selection for your contest.
Yeah.
I was going to go with 21.
21 for a great college
movie?
It's
a good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
21 is about Kevin Spacey. It's about poker.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, blackjack. It's based on a book, Burning Down the House. It's about, like, a MIT blackjack team.
Right.
It goes out to Vegas to count cards. It's actually a pretty entertaining movie.
There you go. All right, great college movie. Fair
enough.
Yes.
How do you say the name of the catcher that's not Andrew Knapp or JT?
Devi Grujan.
Devi Grujan?
Correct.
Grujan.
We're hoping he can
What
play.
Do we know about Devi Grujan?
He can hit, he can't catch. That's what we know about Devi Grujan.
All right, so Andrew Knapp
got
can't catch or hit.
There you go.
So maybe is he going to end up being our backup catcher?
John, I thought about that too, man. When I saw that guy's name, I'm like, dude, I need you to be able to.
I mean, he's been around like a little bit, like he's mentioned every once in a while. It's like Andrew Knapp cannot make this team. Andrew Knapp should not make a professional roster, but somehow he continues to.
And he will, though.
I don't think
he's the backup catcher.
I don't know. We know that he works hard and he studies hard, and the pitchers always say after the game that he actually plays, like, hey, you know, got to hand it to Andrew Knapp. He really had everything locked down, and we communicated well, and he really helped me out. But come on, enough is enough. I had this, like, underlying belief that Gabe just was, like, a real huge Nappy fan.
It seemed like it, yeah.
Seemed like he loved Andrew Knapp.
I mean, he would pinch hit him.
Which was incredibly
not
stupid.
Not pinch hit for him.
There was one game, out of like two seasons where he was pinch hitting, where he got a hit that I can remember. And I can remember because it was a huge event.
Mm-hmm.
Like it broke the mold for me. And I was just incensed every time the game was on the line and he would be up to bat. He failed every time
Tons.
But once.
Yeah.
So now, Devi Grujan. That's a fun name to say, too. Devi, you got a chance. I think with Gabe being gone, maybe you got a better chance for Nappy to get caught.
I hope so. I really do. 215-592-9494. Coming up, time's yours. We'll rock more calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.